Today's date is November 13th, 2008. I'm interviewing Mr. Gillis, and today's time is 7:45. So how are you doing today, Mr. Gillis?
Fairly well.
Now, what is your full name?
My full name is William F. Gillis II.
Can you please spell that out, please?
Okay. W-I-L-L-I-A-M. G-I-L-L-I-S.
Thank you. Are you from the Lancaster area?
Yes, born and raised.
How is that? Do you like living in Lancaster?
Yes.
What is your favorite thing about Lancaster, living in the area?
Well, in my part, it's a good ways bias because I'm quite literally related to about a quarter of the black population of the city.
Okay. Are you, is there any racial tensions in the city?
Yes, but not so much in the city, but in the county surrounding it.
Could you explain, like, how is the racial tensions?
Well, they're not as bold and out front as they are down south, but there are a few miscellaneous racial groups in the area. Though, typically when they're, like, in the, how should I say, the elder high school, college age, about 18 to 22, there may be, I don't know how it stands right now, but I've encountered a few bold racist gentlemen that age.
How long have you been living in this area?
Oh, well, quite literally, day of birth, which will bring me near 30 years.
30 years. Did you, how was your high school experiences in all your school years while living here?
Well, let's see. In general, it's fairly well, though what I encountered while I was in elementary school that shaped my personality to be a bit more sheltered person than many others.
Is there any bad experiences that you have had during that time, during high school?
Well, during high school, by bad experiences, there's two ways of going about. One, in myself performing a few things that would be considered bad, but most people just throw that away as the typical pranks of being a high schooler. Because I myself, I was one of the people that my senior year of high school, I was actually hired to help set up the network at McCaskey East when they first opened it. And, me and my friends, we had fun setting up a little Napster server there, as well as, miscellaneous video games.
What high school did you attend?
Well, as I just said, McCaskey East, and prior to that, J.P. McCaskey.
Okay. What made you decide to stay in the area and not go somewhere else?
Well, I had left the area for attending college and briefly a few years ago for doing work, but that was I'm just more comfortable here in the area around Lancaster.
Since you stayed in the area so long, has anything in the community changed or like in a good way or a bad way?
Well, a good number of things have changed in the area over time, because a lot of the businesses that are developing around the downtown area of Lancaster, quite literally a decade ago, they simply weren't there. The downtown area of the city was essentially dying out, but with individuals like, I can't even remember his proper first name, but Jean Paul and others like him, they ended up bringing nobility back to the city.
With your neighbors, did you get along with them, and like, was everyone where you lived at nice to each other and everything?
Oh, definitely. In fact, I got to know a good number of them.
And do you have any other family members living in Lancaster?
Well, as I said before, I am related to essentially a quarter of the black population that are native to the city. And I'm certain a good number of your fellow students will be encountering them.
So, what do you think the majority of the race population is?
Well, let's see. In my personal perspective, I see the majority of the racial population of the city as being Caucasian and Latino.
So there's like, out of those two, African Americans is not that many.
No, they make up the solid left 3rd percent there.
What is your current occupation?
Current occupation is, I'm currently working for the state as for the liquor board, doing miscellaneous tasks for IT work.
What made you decide to go into occupation?
Well, quite simply, due to various films that I've seen as a kid, like Tron and War Games, I got interested into working with computers. And when I went to college, that's where I went to focus on computer science and electronics. Got my A+ certification and been a technician since then.
So from experiencing that, that's how you got your skills and made you decide to become that then, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's very interesting. Is there anything you would like to discuss about anything? Like, anything you want to add, any questions for me or anything?
Okay. Well, I was going to say, are you from the area?
No, I'm not from the area. I'm from Chester.
Okay. So, how long have you been attending in the area?
I've been in the area for a couple months. I've attended here doing summer program from Ellisville, and so I've been here for a couple of months, and it's pretty nice.
Yeah, well, how have you been liking the area so far?
It's something new. It's different from where I'm from, but like it's like the majority of it's pretty different, so it's nice.
Okay.
So thank you for coming out here and interviewing with us and taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Oh, all right. No problem.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.